How many of you are successful and are still feel empty? That's what I call knowledge trap.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Behind Their Success podcast. I'm Peyton Squires, the host, and today we have on Grace Najin. She is a French-Korean leadership mentor, former Tony Robbins master coach, and founder of the Soulfluence Method. With over 5,000 hours coaching high performers, Grace blends neuroscience, energy work, and spiritual wisdom to help ambitious leaders transform success into soulful fulfillment. Grace, welcome on Behind Their Success.
Oh, thank you so much, Peyton. I'm so honored to be here. And especially, I'm really, you know, impressed with what you achieved. And I'm sure your audience as well, right? So I'm honored to be here. And then, so I'm coach, speaker, and thought leader in self-leadership. And also founder of the Soulfluence. So it's a soul influence in one word, Soulfluence. So leading by soul. Yeah. So that's my passion. So I was born in Korea and lived in Korea for 19 years. And I was a professional pianist. And then I went to Paris and then I studied business. And then I worked in a corporate world for 10 years as a sales and a marketing and a partnership. And since 15 years over, you know, decades, I'm in coaching and personal development. So as you mentioned, I was Tony Robbins coach for over eight years, and I ended up master and platinum coach. So it means his top clients. So I served them. It was so fascinating and a really, you know, amazing experience in a coaching journey. And at the same time, 2012, I had a really profound spiritual experience in my personal development journey. So I'm also in parallel, you know, pursuing my spiritual experiences. So naming like a oneness university in India, Vipassana I did a few times, TM meditation, and all that. And then going with yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong, and all these things. So so I'm now kind of integration of my life, which is a right brain from piano and left brain from corporate world. And this is spiritual work and then in personal development. I'm in the space of that integration. And that, by the way, that's what I bring to my clients, you know, the integration of themselves.
Yeah. So when you say, you know, you lead by soul and soul fluence, like what does that mean to you?
So as I mentioned, this is really leading by soul. Yeah. In fact, you know, how many of you are successful and still feel empty?
Mm-hmm. Very common.
Yeah. And especially like, you know, more you achieve, you feel more empty. Yeah. And then there's always something, other deadlines, another demon and expectations and all that, right? That's what I call achievement fatigue. By the way, I'm running masterclass. The title is Achievement Fatigue, right? So that looks like that, right? Consistent pressure and decision fatigue and your energy strain, right? And therefore, you're pushing harder and harder and harder, right? So you may be successful and then, you know, financially and on paper, but deep down, you're still unfulfilled, right? Mm-hmm. So I think it's, you're not alone, right? Most of high achievers doing that. So that's what I call knowledge trap. So this is all, you know, fascinating part. All my clients, they are so intelligent. So that's why I love working with them. They are, you know, high achievers. They do actions. They are intelligent. They know a lots of things. They read books. They go to seminars and then, you know, podcasts and all these things, right? So they are intelligent and driven. But it's only knowledge, right? So your knowledge never change your life. Does it change your daily life? Most of my clients, no. Yeah. So you keep gathering information, but it doesn't translate into lasting transformation, right? So in fact, that's what I call the soul fluence, because it's only when you integrate that soul, you know, from your heart, when it's integrated, you become true fulfillment and you become true leader.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with, what everything you're saying there. And it's been my experience too, where high achievers, I definitely throw myself in this same bucket. It's like, okay, what creates a high achiever? Well, they usually, at least the ones I run around with, usually had some traumatic experience as a child, right? Whether they had a chaotic childhood or whatever. And that pushed them into you may call it extreme behaviors or whatever, but the motivation to constantly, having to prove themselves and achieve and accomplish all these things because, well, they were missing something in their childhood and now they're trying to prove all that. And so that's very common. Like the entrepreneurs I run around with, the mastermind group I'm in, every single one of them has like a wild childhood where, whether parent, abandonment issues or chaos or all those types of things. And we as humans, it's really easy to just kind of jump in and like, okay, I'm going to achieve all these things. And then finally, I'm going to be worth something, right? Can you talk to that a little bit? Or like, do you agree? We see a lot of that. And if so, like what's some practical
yes.
steps?
Yeah, absolutely. So, as I mentioned, I integrate a lot of things, I've done, after this spiritual experience, I did quite a bit of journey. So that awakening, spiritual awakening sparked really a kind of a lifelong obsession for me. Yeah. So guess what? I immersed myself in thousands of hours of training. Yeah. And I spent 8 years in Tony Robbins, as I mentioned, land mugger from Higgs Doctor Dispenser, all these things, spiritual work. But missing part was, as I mentioned, that integration, right? So most of people do one side of things. One is a body and one other is mind and other one is soul or consciousness. I call more like a soul. Because soul, a connotation is a lot of...
Yeah, religious connotation.
Yeah. So I call it more like a consciousness. So after thousands of hours and years of working, what I realized was, there's nothing, one thing helped me to be who I am right now and where I am is everything. So in one word, it's my body, mind, soul. Yeah. So my dorsal fins triad is that body is your vessel, your mind is your compass, and light is your consciousness. Yeah. So for instance, Tony Robbins is really body and mind. Yeah, Dr. Dispenza is consciousness. All the spiritual teachers are spiritual and consciousness. But for me, it's not one thing. It's body, mind, soul, integration, three together made really of that, alignment of yourself. Yeah. So I found out that three dimension, 3D, 45, that's what I call. 3D is really your body. 40 is your mindset. And 5 is your space of consciousness. Yeah. So the most of leaders and high achievers, entrepreneurs I work with anyway, they live in that 3D world. The 3D world is the strategy, logic, control, right? And you need to push, you need to hard, work hard, do more, having more, and productivity, yeah, everything. So this dimension 3D creates a lot of research, and then we become like addicted on that research, right? And promotion, achievement, and all that, yeah? But what is the price? Constant stress and decision fatigue, right? And as you mentioned, energy drain, family issues, right? Because you don't have a time to spend, with the people we love the most, yeah? So... And you don't have time to recharge and you're feeling, therefore your feeling goes down and your emotion, yeah? So that's what I call the trend of success, living in that 3D, most of people, yeah? If you do some work, personal development, read lots of books, you can go to 4D. But most of people, I think they still stay in that 3D world.
I'd agree.
And yeah, something important is you didn't choose to be in 3D. It's opposite. You at the beginning, you started because you want to become, especially entrepreneurs, right? It's different than corporate, people. You can get that out from the corporate to be yourself. But you still stay in 3D, yeah? Why? It's conditioning from your parents, the teachers, yeah? Or So for instance, work hard and get ahead. You need to work hard to successful. Yeah. Money doesn't come, you know, from tree, whatever. I think it's a cultural things, you know, push.
Very much in the Western culture, for sure. I mean, I think we've really, you know, even more so. And of course, I'm not near the world travel you are, but like the United States is very, very much that culture.
Absolutely. So you push harder, you achieve more, but deep down, you never feel enough or it's missing something. Yeah. Like, so you're based on lack, you're based on fear of missing something. Yeah. So, and then there's another reason again, why you're staying that 3D. That's what I call the matrix of money and time. Do you remember that movie, Old Money Matrix?
I love The Matrix. I talk about it here quite a bit, and it's a documentary of how the world works.
it's
a story for me. I mean, it's 100%. Yeah, it's one of the greatest hero journey stories movies out there, in my opinion.
Fascinating. Yeah, it's a so visionary movie. Yeah.
Indeed.
And I think I watched 5 times to understand.
yeah, it's a very deep movie. Yeah.
Anyway, so, but it's a similar like that. But for me, it's a matrix of money and time. So from the time of children, right, we condition to make a decision based on two things. Do I have the time? Or do I have money? Yeah. Or and,
you're constantly
right?
Enough.
Exactly. So parents, teachers, education, culture, and even, you know, business, yeah? They reinforce the same system, yeah? So it looks like a very logical. Everything is based on two things, yeah? It's a logical on surface. But every decision you make through is lens of time and money. What that brings to you? There's never enough time. There's never enough money anyway. Yeah. So a child so come to dad or mom and mom, I want to go swim with a dolphin, you know, because that's just a beautiful child, you know, dream. And before you even think about it, why he's asking that, do I have a time? No. Do I have money? No. No, we are not doing that. Yeah. You don't even ask yourself why the child asked that. And why did he ask you to do that together, right? And why that's important. So you don't even ask to your soul, to your consciousness, just straight, no. So that's matrix, yeah? So that matrix keeps us in survival mode and always chasing and never enough, right? So that's the reason why I think for me, we are living in the 3D world, yeah? So the solstice is really getting out from there. So getting towards 4D, so then mindset, and then, you know, controlling your emotion and mind. And after that, finally, we can go to the 5D world, the conscious world.
Yeah. So tell me, you know, how does somebody go from 4 to 5, right? And what benefits come with that?
Yeah. So I'm sure, you know, some of your audience or and my clients, you know, they're bridging or they're living in that 4D world, right? So the 4D world is the world of awareness. Yeah. The moment you are aware, you're already awakened.
Yeah.
Because you are aware. Exactly. Right.
Taking the red pill if we go back to the Matrix.
Absolutely. That's it. I love it. You understand each other. So I think that's it, you know. So once you are aware about it, you can do something. As Tony Robbins said, if you want to lose your weight, first thing you need to say, I'm fit. I'm okay, I'm still good compared with the other, you know, guy next to me, I can still run, or, you know, then we're going to lose the weight. So you need to accept it and be aware about it, right? So it's that. So in the 40, you start practicing things like emotional intelligence, mindful and meditation, yeah? And self-reflection, journaling, and coaching, you know? So that's why I'm saying, you know, most of my clients are between 3D and 4D world, yeah, getting into that 4D world. So you begin to notice, you know, your patterns, and instead of you reacting them, yeah?
And patterns in other people too, as well.
Exactly. Exactly. And sometimes that's worse because you start to criticize your partners, right? You should have done this way. It's better that way, you know, and you start preaching. You and others, right? And what, so you ask yourself what really matters to me. Like most of entrepreneurs maybe are that 40 word, because they already made the decision. Yeah, I want to be myself. I want to be owner of my own destiny. Yeah. So it's the beginning of awakening, as I mentioned. Yeah. But you become aware, but you still stay in your head. Yeah. So you read lots of books, so you want to know more, you know, personal development, and then you do workshops, you do podcasts, and all these things you do, you know, more. But that's what I call knowledge trap version two.
A lot of people, that get trapped there. Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. You're more conscious, but you're still thinking about transformation instead of embodying it, instead of doing it, integrating it. Yeah. So while you are in 4D, you can, it's good step, right? But real magic begins in 5D. So what do you think about when I say 5D? How does that look like for you?
Yeah, for me, I think that's getting everything in alignment, right? And knowing that, you know, you have everything within you and aligning just literally every piece of your life and not doing anything that violates that.
Yeah. Yeah, spot on. Yeah. The word for me, the most important thing is alignment. Yeah. It's not alignment of just the woo-hoo things, you know. It's really alignment of energy and a frequency. Nowadays, we talk a lot about quantum physics, manifestation, yeah? And a frequency. So everything has its own frequency, yeah? And every sound has its own frequency, and the waves are different, yeah? So can you imagine if you have a really, really high waves in your body, let's say, no, low, yeah, you're not healthy, and then your mind is busy, I wave, and then your consciousness is like that. Where's the integration?
Yeah, there's no integration there at all.
So. You're going, yeah, that's the one reflecting your life too. Maybe you are going everywhere, right? That's reflecting, really, your energy is reflecting. So if you're in 5D, your presence is really your influence. You don't even need to talk. Your energy, you go into the room. So I'm sure you've seen that people, right? Someone comes in your room, the room changes, right? And you feel
you have somebody walking in a room and be like, wow, that, you know, I don't even know who that person is, but that person's important, right? Like, I mean, they bring that energy, right? Like Tony Robbins walks in a room and you don't know who he is. You're still like, who's that guy?
Absolutely. That's it. That's when you're aligned, right? So energy and frequency is a result, you know, of that. And you attract the synchronicity. And instead of just chasing or forcing the things, yeah? And once again, that body-mind consciousness are integrated. So when you make a decision, and with the way it goes together, right? The three things, and then it's in synchronicity, yeah? Within you already and around you. So when you make a decision, it's such clear. And then you have that relationship, yeah? So much deeper because you are connected with the person, yeah? And you have the self-awareness and self-love or that. So it's not just a theory. I never teach something. I'm a coach. So I just share what I lived in my life, right? So I live in this 5D right now. So when I shifted into this 5D, I began to feel deep love really for myself and somebody else I love dearly, right? It's a funny thing, but I love me so much. Seriously, I have a compassion and I know that. And that consistent judgment we do towards ourselves and towards others, right? The negative self-talk, even pressure, yeah? To prove myself, I have to, you know, to be someone, I had to, you know, feels like I have to do something to prove, yeah? My existence, yeah? So that's disappeared for me anyway. So what replaced it was clarity and faith. Not really just again, but it's that deep sense of trust in my destiny and what's going to happen. So a sense of trust in timing. So there's no longer, rush of time. As I mentioned, the trap of time, so that's not, yes, of course, if I have a meeting and I'm late, I'm watching. But by the way, I don't have a watch. I don't have a watch in my house. I just go and I check. So I can only focus on really the present moment. And guess what? Physically, it's very profound. My body metabolic age is less than 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was my surprise too. Now, CEO, I decided now my daughter is in university. I want to start, new chapter. And my goal was she's 21, last year 20. I want to go back before I was pregnant. Yeah. So I feel I have the energy and the mindset so I'll be able physically to achieve what I'm supposed to achieve now, my mission. My intention I send out to universe, I want to be 20 years less. Yeah. I want to feel like that way. Somehow in December, I got a trainer. So fitness trainer. And I go check. Hey, check everything. And I'm like, what are you doing, Grace? So I do this thing. And I don't know what they're doing, but keep doing it.
Now,
23 years less. It was more than. And then it was in 2 weeks time, I send out the intention and I check. And then come. So some of my clients, they know it because I shared my, intention. Almost like, that was quick, right? So here you go. Something like that.
Yeah. I would say I've lived, as you described, the 4D world of mindset and those types of things, right? Trying to escape the trap of the time and money trade, right? A lot of people never get past that stuff. And I've been in that 4D world for, I would say at least a decade, right? And I would say in the last year or two is where I've really started to even maybe escape a little bit out of that, right? And living in alignment, a lot of that, a lot of it came through, quite honest with you, you're talking about physical experience there too. Me too, it's been life-changing, aligning my body and really developing my body into what I envision it to be and how powerful that is for my mindset and whatnot. And gosh, I'm not anywhere near perfect, but I do feel that most of the time I feel a sense of peace or trust where it's just it's going to be whatever it's going to be. In some faith in that, right? And to where it's I'm able to handle stuff at a higher level now that the problems I deal with on a daily basis, 10 years ago, one of those problems would have just knocked me out, for a week. And now it's I get 10 of those a day and it's not a big deal. I just deal with it and move on, right? And it's kind of expanding that and expanding my capability of handling just more and more things and doing it in a way where, I keep centered and alive.
Yeah, absolutely. So, even science prove it now, Dr. Dispenza, he's doctor, right? So he's passionate about the proving spirituality or consciousness by science. Yeah. So now science even is showing all that, quantum physics is one of that nowadays, right? We will talk about it. Seriously, quantum physics, existed even before Egyptians. So we are not inventing.
It's kind of proven a lot of the quote mystic stuff. It's hey, this is not disproving any of that.
Absolutely, right? But somehow, if you can get into that 5D, this decision making improve. Yeah, for entrepreneurs, that's important. Yeah,
because your intuition is going to be so much more aligned, right?
Because it makes sense because your brain wave balance, right, with your body, mind, and all these things. So, the balance, right? That's what we call heart and brain coherence, right? So it becomes more clear and more strategical, more creative, instead of pushing it. And then your stress hormone will drop, as you mentioned, No, you just so accepted and on. So studies shows that just 10 minutes of meditation will drop your cortisol, even faster than your exercise. Yeah. And your resilience will increase because you are in this present moment. Yeah. So because your little in that state, they recover so fast. Yeah. So you are more sustainable and resilience. So this is the biology of 5D. It's not just the woo-woo things. So what I learned from my experience is I'm so glad I think all this, you know, right brain, left brain, you know, corporate world. And it just came to me. So I was not searching for it like some spiritual people, but it came to me. So I had to understand, yeah. Now I'm doing that bridging, you know, integration of, no, this is not a whole thing, you know. We can implement, apply in daily life, even we are corporate, we are entrepreneurs, we are business, we have science. This is like a biological thing, yeah, integration. So I'm so all learned to support, you know, these entrepreneurs and then corporate leaders who are in that 340 world to bring them to 5D. So you don't need to be spiritual, you know, all these things. You don't need to do 10-day meditation all the time, but you can still, you know, become, if you are consistent and if you are committed.
Yeah, it takes some time, right? You're not necessarily going to get results overnight, right? I mean, it's a practice, right? And the more you lean into that practice, well, the more you're going to get out.
Are you looking for a new tax experience? Looking for an advisor that actually brings you high-level ideas and proactively plans so you aren't overpaying your taxes? Or how about one that even just responds and communicates in a timely fashion? If any of that resonates with you, you probably just have a tax preparer and not a tax planner. And it is through the tax planning process where all the value is found. And when tax planning is done right, it has a positive return on investment. I'm Payden Squires. I'm a CPA and owner of Squires Tax Planning. We work alongside entrepreneurs and high-income earners, helping them pay the least amount of income taxes, both legally and ethically. We have saved our clients hundreds of thousands of dollars through specific strategies, and we guarantee we can find multiple tax strategies that your current tax preparer hasn't told you about. If that interests you, head over to squirestaxplanning.com. There you can take our free assessment to see how likely it is that you are overpaying on your income taxes. From there, you can also book a free tax discovery call with our team to see what it would look like to have us working for you.
So, you know, like, once again, being in the Western Hemisphere, the United States culture, you know, I'm even in more of a rural, you know, rural type culture as well, where it is very much, in my opinion, you know, black and white or those things you describe in 3D. I mean, it's very much of like what is taught to people as they, you know, kind of grow up. Like, what practical steps would you say is like for somebody to just be okay, they're listening to us now and they want to just take that first step, like what would you tell them to do?
Yeah, so it all depends on, you know, where is your starting line. Yeah, so if you are really 3D or suffering, or you are a little bit 4D, you know, or the meditations and the mindfulness, all that. But for people who are not familiar with all this, like, you know, I don't know what the heck Grace talking about.
Yeah, there's listeners right now that are thinking, well, this is some woo-woo crazy, you know, he's talking to the spiritual guru or whatever, right? Like, there are people thinking that right now.
Yeah, exactly. So I think we need to be more, it needs to be more practical, and you need to be more reasonable, you know, what you can really chew, you know, yourself, what you can start and doing it. So the beginners, really, even my clients, when they come to me at the beginning, I really give them like 10 minutes in the morning. But you know what? If you 10 minutes every day, that's like huge. I saw a young man, entrepreneur in France, do the 15 minutes of breath work every day. After 6 months, he changed his life. Seriously, right? So what I can suggest is really 3 minutes like a breath work. But issue, if you've never done yoga or real true breath work, I go to corporate like a, you know, leadership team, like workshop.
Yeah, nobody knows me to do any of
it. Yeah, I said, you know, let's breathe together and this. Like this, right? That's not breathing. Yeah. So you need to breathe really from your diaphragm. Diaphragm is up, you know, your where your ribs are. And then it needs to be like a balloon, you know, you're going out, going in. So you when you breathe in, it's like a balloon, you know, air's in, so you need to go out. And when it goes out, you need to, the balloon is squeezed, right? Goes in, yeah. So you need to use really your diaphragm here, this area. If you're not familiar with it, just lay down because it's very easy. Lay down and put your hands on your tummy and then goes up and down, up and down. I did that for a month with my daughter when she was 9 because she didn't know about that. So I did that practice together and it works really. So 3 minutes, just simply 5 to 6, yeah? 5 in, 5 out, yeah? 5 in, 5 out for 3 minutes. That's it. You know, it regulates really your synthetic and parasympathetic system already. Seriously, after 3 minutes, you feel so good. Yeah. If you feel so good, then do 5 minutes. Yeah. You can increase, but at least 3 minutes. And after that, from this space, you can write down what is important for you today. 3 things, not more than 3 things. Seriously. Yeah. This is the most things I need to achieve today. 1, 2, 3, and how you want to do that, and then visualize how you want to achieve that, how you want to, how can I say, finish the day with that tasks, yeah? So end with a positive way, yeah? So once you do that, after that, you can put your hands and your heart, and then, as I mentioned, you know, heart and brain coherence is so important, yeah? That it comes all, that's a really fast way you can get into 5D. Or 40, yeah. So put in your hand in your heart and breathe in as if your heart is your lungs, yeah. So breathe in and breathe out, and then you say gratitude. I'm grateful for whatever you're grateful. I'm grateful for my great health. I'm grateful for the good weather. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for whatever, you know, for 3 minutes. Yeah. Gratitude and breathing through your heart. Seriously, if you do only these simple 3 things every day, 10 minutes. You can have a different life.
Sure. Well, 100% agree. If you're, you know, a listener here and you're like, you know, a busy entrepreneur running around, and in today's world, everything is set up to get you like that, right? Like we're all addicted to stimulants, caffeine, yada, yada, you know what I mean? And everything is go, 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 go. Like I guarantee you, you do that for a year, you'll be a different person. And your life will be different because it's a total superpower in today's world to slow down, to be able to focus on anything, because people can't focus on anything. They're so distracted. And you just don't understand the compound effects out of that and how you will be, you know, centered and moving. And you would almost even feel like you're moving at a slower pace, but since you're so focused and controlled, like you're running circles around people that are just like, you know, that are just scrambling all over the place, right? Yeah, I just wholeheartedly agree.
Thank you. And you know, seriously, if you can't have 10 minutes a day in your life for yourself, what your life works for?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, if you don't have 10 minutes to do something, you don't have a life. Like, just period. And I know that's a Tony Robbins line I've heard said.
Absolutely.
You know, one more question on kind of that topic there. So what all us entrepreneurs, I say all us, definitely me, you know, probably a lot of the listeners, we still have that chase of external validation, right? Because they're dad left us or whatever that is, right? Mm-hmm. What's some small piece of advice you'd give to the listener that's still stuck chasing that external validation?
Yeah. So sometimes I said to my client, when you have that voices, right, coming, we all have that little voices inside, right? And catch that voice and ask yourself, is it really, really my voice? If it's not, is it, whose voice is it? So as we talked about it at the beginning, awareness is the first power. So when you're aware, this is not my voice and whose voice is, just send it back. Is that right?
Yeah. Every thought you don't have to believe, right? They're just thoughts. You don't have to accept it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. True power comes when you live with your own voice. Yeah. When you are chasing outer world, outer judgment, outer, you know, the, how can I say, pleasing to outer world. Yet sometimes they said, you know, you please out the people you don't even like, you don't even want to see.
Yeah, then you have resentment about it, right? And, you know, yeah.
Exactly. So I think, you know, that 10 minutes exercise, again, back to that, will give you to be able to hear your voice. It starts to come after, you know, a certain, you know, period of time, it start to come your own voice. Yeah. That's magic things. You start to hear what you want and your own voice. Because most of my clients, when they come at the beginning, I ask them, you know, what do you want? It's like, Grace, I want to be happy. And then, what makes you happy? And they don't know. I don't know really what I want, yep. What makes me happy, right? I do everything to make success for my business and for happy my family. So I don't know.
Well, that goes back into it's taking that time to just sit there and contemplate those things, right? And while that sounds really simple to do, mm-hmm. it's just as simple not to do. So it's like the solution is extremely simple. And people are like, well, that can't be the answer. It's too simple. It is. And the reason no one does it, because it's just as simple to make the choice of not doing it and just run around like everybody else does, right? So it's guys, often the answer is very simple. You just got to lean in it and practice it.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, you're just going to keep getting the same things you've always got.
Absolutely. It doesn't mean that, you know, that 10 minutes practice will give you, bring you to 5D straight. It's not about that, but it is. Correct something, it is start something. Yeah. You know, after that, there are lots of things you can do. You know, I can suggest later on, you know, you can find me on my website. There are many, resources.
Yeah. What's the best way, Grace, you know, the listeners, you know, like what they hear from you, they want to connect with you, get to know more about you. What's the best way they can do that?
Yeah. So they say simply my website is my name. So www.gracenajean.com. So you can find most of, information there. I do a beautiful, retreat because especially people in 3D world, they need to experience that, right? Even 4D.
Yeah, the environment.
You need to change your environment. You need to go somewhere. You don't have the people you know, the place you know, every day the same thing. You need to
break. All the same triggers that get you to do the same stuff. Yeah.
Exactly, right? And then 7 days is, I think, that's enough time for you to reset. And there's a reason why I do 7 days retreat is that there's an energy center in your body, yeah? So as I mentioned, that's all about frequency. And each center has a different frequency, yeah? It's like a mechanical frequency, seriously. Body called chakra in Indian word, but it's energy centers, yeah? So I bring someone from New York, and she is a voice transformation coach. So the frequency is a sound, yeah? So you don't need the outer sound. You can create your own sound, your voice. So you can change. In fact, you can heal. You can change. You can do magical things by yourself with your voice. So she will do that vocal transformation each center. And I do mindset and consciousness. So that's a 7 day of transformational, really transformational body and mind and consciousness. 7 day retreat in Lombok. That's near Bali in November. Nice. First of all.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, yeah, guys, if you know, obviously, Grace here has got a lot of wisdom to share. And if you're interested in any of that stuff, you know, we'll have her website in the show notes, but it's her gracenajean.com. And anything else you want to leave the listeners before we sign off here, Grace?
Oh, yeah, just the last thing, I started free masterclass. So I will, deepen this, 3D, 45 things. Yeah. So from tomorrow for coming 4 weeks, that starts from 28th of August for 4 weeks, every week. So that information you can find on my Instagram, Grace Najean, again, my name, Instagram. You'll be able to find the link and then check it out. There you go.
Awesome. Well, Grace, I appreciate you so much. This has been a great conversation, and listeners, we'll catch you next time. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you found it valuable, please rate, review, and share it. That is the best way to help us build this and reach more people. As we're trying to accomplish our goal of help creating more healthy, wealthy, and wise entrepreneurs. You can follow us on social media by searching for me, Payden Squires, or going to paydensquires.com. On the website and social media, we're always sharing tips of personal growth, and there we can actually interact. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.